In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, the return of Keith Lynn. Hello, Keith.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to talk with you again. You were here last when? How many years ago?
I was here, I guess it was 2017. That's when the first film CD came out, so it's been a while.
Man, time is flying, right?
It is.
We have a three-year rule, and we've decided 3 years is a good amount of distance to, let other people get first crack at the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, right? Get everybody in once, and then
Absolutely.
Come back. Also, it means, 3 years. Put a little air, a little time between visits and see who's still doing it and see what they're still up to. Who's really serious about it, I guess, would be the way to put it, right? You seem to be pretty serious still.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been playing music since I was 16 years old. And I'm 54 now, so...
I didn't know there was going to be math involved, Keith.
I tell you, though, it's one of those things, once it's in you, you can't stop doing it. It's very, very difficult to give it up. It's what brings me enjoyment, it's... Music's a huge part of my life. My mom was a piano player. My grandfather was a professional clarinetist. There's always been music in the house, and I guess it just kind of rubbed off.
It's good that you probably don't do it for the money, too. You still have a day job? I know last time you were teaching special ed in Sleepy Hollow or something like that, right?
Yeah, I'm still there, and I'm still teaching special ed and, working in the public schools. But the music, again, as much as I'd love to be able to do it full-time professionally, it's a pipe dream for most people, and... being a teacher gives me the best of both worlds because it does give me those summers off to perform and to write. I have those weekends when I can, get out and do those occasional gigs.
Yeah, a lot of kids, they have this goal, this thing that they're going to do, and I tell them, well, a lot of skill involved, but a lot of luck involved, right?
Yeah, there are so many talented musicians just here in the Hudson Valley, and then you multiply that by however many pockets of musicians there are around the country and then around the world. It's like hitting the lottery. And especially these days now with, everyone has a recording studio in their house. Just to get your stuff out there and to separate yourself from everyone else, it's very difficult.
Just when you think it's over, sometimes that's when it happens. So you got to keep going at it. Last time I checked, you were in a cover band called Crush. You still doing that?
I'm not in Crush anymore. I'm now playing with a band called Zero. I have a little project that gets together every once in a while called Sonny Lee and the Layovers. But Zero is my main focus right now. And, of course, Faster Than Light is always my little personal pet project. The one song that I forwarded to you, someone I know, it's a song that I wrote, actually, like most of these songs for the project, but these are songs that have been written between 25 and 30 years ago. And my drummer, Doug Maresca, who's been with me most of those years, kind of really said, let's get these songs going, let's record them, let's push them out. Ken Reedy, who is the voice of Faster Than Light, and this project doesn't exist without him. He's the only person who can do just to the songs I've written. David Greenberg on bass, and I should also recognize Marco Ferreira, who's done background vocals on the song that we're going to hear. It's not about making money, it's just really about sharing our music and hoping people enjoy it as much as we enjoyed making it.
Yeah, I do tell the younger performers, if you can take money out of the equation, it's a lot more fun.
Absolutely. thankfully, we don't have to rely on Faster Than Light to eat or to feed our families.
Wow, so you just answered every question I was going to ask you, Keith. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Keith Lynn of Faster Than Light. I got two more questions, though. Let's catch up a little bit. You're still in Rockland County, right?
Yes, still in Rockland County. We're based out of New City.
And last I checked, I remembered you were kind of a science fiction nerd. Is that still the deal?
Well, I like my Star Trek and my Battlestar Galactica, and Faster Than Light, the name from that came from watching the Battlestar Galactica episode. I'm not the first person online for the newest Star Trek movie or the newest Star Wars movie, but I do like my science fiction a lot.
The song we're going to play, Someone I Know, what is it about? You say it was written a long time ago. What happened back then?
Yeah, it was written about 30 years ago. I just had a really good friend who I met. We were working at a summer camp together, and we became really good friends, and she moved away, and it was kind of sad, and I guess I had a guitar in my hand, and I was thinking about it. I just wrote this short little 3-minute song. She's still a friend to this day. She still lives far away to this day. I felt as I was going through, as we started to think about the CD, and I started going through my binder of lyrics, this was a song that I actually demoed many years ago, and my drummer was like, this is the best song, let's just do it. I never thought that I would actually get back into the studio and record the song, because I really don't like to put out songs that, are personal to me. Mm-hmm. But you know, looking objectively, I think it was the strongest song.
Mission Accomplished, it's a good one. Where's the website where people can find out more about Keith Lenn, L-E-N-N, and Faster Than Light?
Well, Faster Than Light is the important one. It's ftlnation.com. And if you're interested in my personal website, which has all of my music, it's keithlennproject.com.
Keith Lenn, he's got a bunch of projects going on, but we're going to play the song right now called Someone I Know. And he's back in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Keith, pleasure talking with you and catching up.
Thank you so much for all of your time and, you know, your support. And WHUD has been really awesome to us, so I appreciate all that.